Okay, hold the phone, Cliff. Here we go.
If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey, whoa! Took me by surprise there, Kendall.
Sorry. I'm excited today.
I'm so excited.
We're talking about something I love quite a lot.
And Kendall just can't hide it.
I know.
He's about to eat some carbs, and I think I want to. Oh,
me Kendall, too.
What? Don't you just love carbs?
Yes, Cliff, that's why I'm here, to talk about them, to salute them.
Oh, my God.
About damn time.
Yeah! Now, I think it's possible that of all of the 46,000 different diets that I've been on, I don't think I ever really tried and certainly never adhered to a low-carb or no-carb diet.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? That's true.
You got past it without getting on the Atkins diet?
Listen, I just want to start the show with some truth-telling. I don't think I ever did. Now, I know in college, you were many times on the Atkins diet, right?
Well, Cliff, we did a lot of things in college.
We all experimented with a lot of things.
No, I did in college when I was working at PetSmart. And it was the worst freaking week of my life.
The week.
And yeah, because I was on it for like a week, I think. And I was like, let's face it, I've never done anything more than a week trying to lose weight.
Right.
But I was like reaching up to get something and I almost like passed out. And I went to the break room. They took me to the break room and they gave me a Coke and a bag of Reese's Pieces. And it was the best fucking Coke and Reese's Pieces I've ever had in my life, and nothing has ever tasted that good.
Oh my God. I can just imagine the scene in the PetSmart break room where you're reenacting.
Authorities were called.
And you're living like you are Shelby in Steel Magnolias, and everybody's trying to get you. Drink the Coke, Shelby. Drink the Coke. Eat the Reese's Pieces.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
If you keep talking about me, I'm going to leave. I'd like to see you try. Oh my God. Kendall, this is Cliff and Kendall, the Coast to Coast show.
Oh, it's an
internet talk show / radio filler program on, our beloved old Rye 99.
Rye 99.
Back in Busheltown, USA. Can you believe?
I remember Busheltown.
So many moons ago since we've been there. I never, ever, ever would have thought that we would have been away from the old U.S. of A. for so, so long. But that's just how life has turned out. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Cliff. No, can't believe it.
I didn't think you could.
We're spending Christmas in Killarney. Oh, Casablanca.
Casablanca. With a few of the folks from home. Back to that precious, precious topic of ours.
Ooh.
Carbs. Ooh. What if you had to pick one carb to take with you on a desert island on the week of Thanksgiving, what would it be?
Mac and cheese.
Whoa.
And lots of it. And keep it coming.
Lots of it. Oh, my God.
Don't you just love mac and cheese? Doesn't it make you just feel so comfortable?
I do love it. I don't know if I want a big hot batch of mac and cheese on a desert island, but maybe I do.
Oh, no, Cliff. I want to, you know, like how Scrooge McDuck would swim in his money. Ugh. I want to swim in mac and cheese.
Oh, Now I think I don't ever want it again. Ooh, now that I have that
now
image.
Now I'm hot and bothered, Cliff. Now I'm hot and bothered.
Oh, I'm glad we're not having that contest with no masturbation, because I think you have sprung a Woody over there. Oh, boys. Oh, my. Please stop talking about some bizarre things.
I don't know why I brought this up. It's not proper on the show, dear.
Well, listen, I'm just truth-telling. I just thought this time of year, we're so close to Thanksgiving in the old U.S. of A. I have no truck with bullshit anymore. You know, guys? You know what I'm saying?
A truck with bullshit.
Please stop talking about trucks full of... I don't even want to know.
Dear, I don't know what you're talking about, dear. Look, I brought some nice maple pecan scones, dear. I had some special maple syrup brought in from Canada, dear, and I've made these just for you for the Thanksgiving holiday, dear.
Oh, yes. They're quite delicious, boys.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
That looks really good.
That's so good, Cliff. God.
Boss. Now, I don't usually like to be one who points people towards my appearance, but I was wondering if you think this goatee that I'm growing is as stylish as I think that it is.
Oh, that's what it is. I knew something was different.
Oh, yeah, I thought maybe you just had some scone crumbs on your chin.
Oh, dear, very proud of his goatee.
So, you don't like it, I gather.
No, dear, look at it, dear. First of all, it's so small, dear, that, you know, when the hair is very small like that, dear, it just pokes you, dear. I can't even kiss you without having rug burn on my face, dear.
Oh, dear, please don't talk about such unspeakable acts on the air. Well, we've all had rug burn. I've been there. Good Lord.
Dear, it's like sandpaper, your face, dear, right now. It's very, very rough on my complexion, dear.
Well, I don't know. I can tell that this is just a big moment for you guys, and you're going to have to really work this out.
We shouldn't be having this argument on the air, dear, in front of everyone, dear. I told you we should talk about this outside.
Pardon me. I seem to be having a minor bowel attack due to embarrassment for this conversation.
We are on the air.
Dear. Let's go speak about this inside, girl.
Dear, you're right. Come along, dear. Crockpot!
Yes!
Get the backup pajamas, dear.
Oh. Well, I hope they can sort this all out. I want to talk about my favorite carb. And it's, it is Legion bread. Don't you love bread?
Who doesn't love bread?
Oh, now I'm hard. Okay, because, I was thinking of...
As a French baguette?
Okay, listen, we're going bourgeoisie here. Olive Garden breadsticks. Couldn't you eat Olive Garden breadsticks until doomsday and back again?
Well, I could eat... you know how they always do the comparison? If you lined up the breadsticks end to end and circled the earth, I could eat like 12 circumferences of the earth. Just keep them coming.
Oh, yeah. I never want to stop. I love it. I love that bread. I love Texas toast. Do you love Texas toast?
Who doesn't? I like Texas toast. I like Nevada toast. I like Wisconsin toast. I like them all.
Now, I love Texas toast because it's just so big. And
so heavy.
And my grandmother, she would just make everything. Anything that called for bread, she would think, I know they want a lot, so I'm going to make it out of Texas toast. Now, Kendall, what's another of your favorite carbs?
Well, how about my emergency honey bun? I love that.
Yeah.
You know, honey, sugar, anything with sugar in it, and sugar is a huge source of carbs.
Oh, sugar. I love sugar.
I love sugary things.
I could subsist totally on the candy bars at the checkout.
I could too. Well, why do you need to eat anything else? If that is so good, why does it exist and you can't have that your entire life all the time?
I mean, there's nuts in the Snickers.
Yeah, it's like you're eating a garden.
Are we having a big Thanksgiving this week? Because I have not heard anybody make any kind of arrangements vis-a-vis food stuffs.
Well, I I was talking to Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
Oh, thank God.
Earlier.
Yeah.
And I did run around today and grab a few things. She said she needed a few little things to put together some of the signature dishes. She's not going to go overboard this year because she obviously doesn't have all the space to do the huge amount of cooking she would normally do. And her face is really sore right now. But she's still going to make the crucial things that we love.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I'll cut back too then. And so I'm going to only need you to pick up like 20 frozen pie crusts. And where have all the carbohydrates gone? Long time passing.
I carry a lot of them.
Oh, Kendall, when I think to myself of Thanksgiving and when I am giving thanks, I give thanks for us, for, you know, for being such helpers, for helping so many people. And so I think
we're
it's
such helpers.
Only appropriate in this holiday pre-Thanksgiving season. I already put up 3 Christmas trees in my hotel room. So
I know I'm 2 behind you. I gotta catch up.
Because you know I hate those stupid damn pilgrims anyway. Why? I mean, what am I going to do? Put a buckle on my hat and then... So, no. So, who gives a shit? But anyway, I
want a tree, damn it.
Because I'm thankful every day.
Of course.
Can I get an amen? Can amen. I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God.
And when I think to myself of saying amen to thankfulness, I think, oh, isn't it time to help some people? It's time for Dear Cliff and Kendall.
You've got questions. We've got answers.
We've got answers. Kendall, I'm so sorry. And listeners, it took me 30 minutes to open up that segment. And I don't know why, but it did.
All right, you're just having a rusty night, Cliff.
Damn, don't you call me rusty, you mother.
I'm just kidding, Cliff. We're a living for love. You're doing just fine.
Ugh.
Nothing but a place of support and love on our show.
Listeners, it's a safe space. It's even
it's
safe,
a safe space.
For Kendall, you know, he knows not what he says. So
don't make me pull out my emergency honey bag.
Kendall, you look
I'll pull out this letter.
Oh, thanks. Okay, good. You pull it out. Whip that out, mother.
Oh, okay. Alright. Alright, dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, glad it was to us.
Me too. It would have been weird if it was somebody else. I'm a female working full-time in an office with all men. Yesterday afternoon, I ate a salad that contained several varieties of beans. Uh-oh. I think I know where this is going.
Oops.
I was standing outside my boss's office laughing at a joke one of the salesmen was telling me when the beans got the best of me and I passed some gas. I was mortified, and I wanted to sink through the floor. I patted the salesman on the arm and said, I guess that's what I think of the joke, and walked back into my office. I didn't know what else to do. Today, I can't look at either of them in the face. Since this has been something that happens to older people, I'm 69, and it's something we often don't have total control over, please tell me how to recover. If this should happen again, what on earth does one say or do? And that's signed Beans, the musical fruit.
Oh, I think what you do is you just become more purposeful about your farting and you just start, you know.
Let it out.
Yeah, you pretended that your other fart was a response to something. And so start responding with farts.
Now, are you around a lot of people? Well, here we go. I was just about to ask the question. Are you around a lot of people that just fart around you?
I'm not around a lot of people that just fart around me, but there are a few.
But it's just like, and they don't say anything about it. It just happens, and it's like, am I supposed to even acknowledge this happening?
No. I think anybody I'm around who does it acknowledges it. And so...
Oh, no, not me. Like, people will just, like... It'll just happen and nobody says anything. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Well, the only person that I ever knew who did that but was back to my grandmother when she was on her way out of the room to put some more Texas toast in the oven. Well, it was, she was like this lady in the letter. She was an older lady, and it just happened. And I would just, sometimes I would just die laughing privately to myself. Because, you know, that like this lady, she's just walking out of the room and...
Well, you know, it's what Texas toast will do to you sometimes. It's,
well, it's when you get a Texas-sized hunger like we do.
Yeah. All right, help somebody. It's time for me to help somebody.
It is time for something. Oh, this one says, dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing on behalf of the residents in my development. We're middle-class citizens who take care of our homes. Last summer, a new family moved into our neighborhood. They bought the first house you see when you enter our main street. Cliff and Kendall, the place is a mess. Stuff is all over the place, and I'm talking about piles of junk left out over the winter. Now, to their credit, a shed was started, but it was blown down after just a few days, and now the lumber just lies there. Kendall, Cliff, the tire ruts are now evident, and it detracts from our well-kept, beautiful lawns. We can only imagine what has happened to the damn property values. Kendall and Cliff, any suggestions would be greatly appreciated. And it is signed Simmering in the South Busheltown suburbs. Kendall, solve their problems.
Oh, well. Put out your simmer. Because, you know, those people, you know, even though now maybe you're looking at them, they're tearing up your lawn, but who knows? You know, I'm sure when the Munsters moved in, people hated them at first too, but look how great that worked out.
Oh, I love it. You know, when I am going to sleep at night and I have a hard time going to sleep, I visualize myself going to sleep in some other place. And oftentimes, not the Munsters, but I was watching the Addams Family.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I would tell myself, okay, I'm in the Addams house. I'm on this bed next to this weird, creepy furniture that they've got. And it helped so much. I don't know why that helps, but it does.
It just puts us at ease right away.
It does. Do you ever do anything like that?
Well, not as much.
When
with
you're
like
out
a...
on the road, do you visualize Susan next to you so you can get to sleep?
Oh, I thought you... I was going to say, I visualize like being at Disneyland sometimes. Just riding a ride or something. Because it just puts me in a happy mode.
Yeah, that's your happy place, and my happy place is going to sleep in fictional places.
Yeah, well, oh, you know the have you ever heard of the Google Cardboard thing that you put on your face, the virtual reality little box thing?
Yeah.
Somebody had one of those, and they were like, oh, you can, like, look up stuff and like, use virtual reality. I was like, why would anybody want virtual reality? I'm such an old geezer. And
right.
And they were like, well, here, look. And they looked up a ride from Disney, like Pirates of the Caribbean. And they put it on. And I was like sitting in the ride, riding the ride. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I could ride all the rides from the comfort of my couch.
That is neat to do something like that. But now, okay, there's a commercial on for a virtual reality thing. I guess it's a virtual reality thing. It's a commercial where they have like the phone. Again, I'm 100 years old like you are. It's a commercial and it's this girl, she has the phone like up to her eyes with this viewer thing
on.
Yeah,
that's it. That's like that same kind of device.
Yeah, and she's okay, but here's what I don't get about it. It's cuz she's sitting in her real living room with this thing on her face, watching her phone up close, eating popcorn. And inside the virtual reality thing that you see her watching, it has the it's not a virtual reality like looking at Pirates of the Caribbean. It is like she's in a virtual living room watching a giant screen of The Handmaid's Tale. And so I'm thinking, I mean, I guess maybe she doesn't have a TV and that's why she's doing it. But other than that, which that only just occurred to me. But I mean,
Let's, okay, so she must just not have a TV, because why else would you watch a virtual TV in a virtual living room when you're in your living room?
Well, you know, actually, I was playing around with one of those once, and they have different, like, settings that you could, like, watch a movie in, and I, you know, I thought, this would be fun, like, to have this, because they have, like, a drive-in movie theater, and you're, like, in a car, or they have, like, an actual movie theater, and one of them was, like, a scary, like, morgue, and you're sitting in the morgue, it's like, drip, drip, and there's, like, a little screen up, and I thought, this would be so much fun, and I thought, I'd get real sick, like, watching, looking at something 4 inches from my face for 2 hours.
Yeah, Kendall, you're already sick enough. Good God.
I'm fat enough. Yeah,
definitely. Oh, boys. Oh, look at Mrs. Potter with the butter. What has she done to her face?
What is that?
Oh, my God. You've grown a beard.
Yeah, well, I didn't grow a beard. I glued it onto my face, dear. It's very expensive wig hair, dear. I glued it right on. It's going to get Mr. Snotbottom back for growing his goatee. See how you like it, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, Sugarloaf. Oh, you look ridiculous. You're like a bearded woman in some sort of freak show. Oh,
dear, and I never even said you looked ridiculous.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well, now we're getting personal.
Ooh.
Oh, dear, you have to just take that thing off of your face. Oh, how could you be seen in public here in the hotel?
Don't you want to give me a kiss first, dear, with this beard on?
Oh, shit.
Oh, things are getting tense, Cliff.
Why, I can barely look at you, dear. Oh, my. All right. I agree. I'll shave my goatee if you remove that beard at once, girl.
Oh, thank heavens, dear.
All right, well, just pull it off.
Okay, hold on, dear. Let me just get...
Pull it off, girl.
Oh, hold on. Let me just... Sorry, I didn't get it right, dear. Let me just pull from right here, dear. Hold on, one second.
Let me help you yank it.
It's stuck on your face. Dear, don't pull so hard, dear.
Kind of glue did you use, dear?
Hold on, one second. It's this wig hair right here. Look at this little bottle, dear. It says wig hair. Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh,
goodness,
no.
This is super glue.
Super glue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my goodness, dude, this hair is glued to my face. How can I give wry speeches with hair glued to my face?
Oh, no, it'll be the scandal of Casablanca.
Oh, my goodness, dear, this is terrible. Everyone's going to... Oh, dear, I need to get some shears and
Oh, my God, look, we're going to have to take a break and figure this out, okay? I will be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Flavorful golden brown turkey is the crowning glory of your holiday dinner table. And real butter helps you serve a butter-baked masterpiece. Here's how to butter-bake your turkey. After stuffing the bird, pat lots of soft butter all over, especially on the drumsticks, breast, and wings. Next, cover the entire turkey with cheesecloth dipped in melted butter to protect it from shrinking in your oven. Then bake it slowly, without a lid, never higher than 300 to 325 degrees. Every half hour, baste with butter. When it's golden brown, you'll serve your family and guests the juiciest, tenderest turkey ever because you use butter. This year, bake your holiday turkey the American Dairy Association way, with real butter.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait! Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Bahu Flores, Dahu Dores. Now, Kendra, I'm so glad that you started singing Welcome Christmas, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, welcome it.
Because I wanted to ask you, because this is a hot subject.
Oh, God, stop the show right in the middle of it to do a hot subject. Caught me off guard.
It's hot. What do you think? What's Kendall's hot take on this new Grinch movie?
I accept it with an open heart until I go see it. I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. But it's also another Grinch movie. So I'm like, well, another holiday movie to watch in my repertoire.
Kendall, your optimism is just so annoying.
You know, Cliff, when people say it's the glass half full, you just say, get a smaller glass, and the same amount of water will make your glass full.
People tell me the glass is half full. I throw that water in their face.
And then smash them with a hard drive.
Kendall, I have to tell you, I do not need this new Grinch movie. I do not want it here in a train or in a plane.
Look at you, you big Grinch.
I don't want it because the world was fine with the half hour Grinch special. Let's admit the world was okay with that. We could have survived just with that. But then I'm very willing and open, because I'm still truth telling, even though it's now the second half of the show. I'm still truth telling and committed to that. I'll tell you that after all these years, the Jim Carrey Grinch movie, it's grown on me, and I cannot wait to watch it. So I can see that we did need that, and I am of the mind, really and truly, that Jim Carrey, more so even from Man on the Moon, he should have gotten an Oscar for The Grinch. Are you kidding?
Oh, I love The Grinch, yeah.
He was so good. Jim Carrey was so good.
Well, he went through hell to do it, too.
Yes. I know you and I both are like, oh my God, he had to do Navy SEAL torture training. I know. Listeners are thinking, I could go for some torture training to put up with this show.
That's what this is, isn't it?
That's what this is. That's what critics have been saying for years. Why not use this in torture training? But no, but I think he should have gotten an Oscar. And therefore, that's enough Grinches. If you're going to tell me the same, he steals what? Not Christmas.
Cliff, you listen to episode 1064 of Cliff and Kendall, and you'll be like, well, Kendall, I didn't know that I needed that new animated Grinch. But now it's grown on me, and I love it.
And why is the Grinch? He's Benedict Cumberbatch, which is fine, except for it's Benedict Cumberbatch, who sounds, British, and hello, a deep British man, cheerio, bip, bip. But then the voice he's doing is like he's doing an impression of one of us.
I know.
Hey, I'm the Grinch. Get me some reindeer.
I know you don't like green eggs and ham, but if you just give them a try, you might like it.
Listeners, send us an email. What do you think about this new Grinch movie?
I'm waiting.
At us at Cliff and Kendall on Twitter. Oh my God. I just can't take it anymore. I'm done. No more Grinch movies. Unless, have him steal something else, for God's sake. Are there no other holidays? Oh, shit.
I wish they'd steal that.
Kendall, I don't know what I was even saying or thinking or where we are anymore.
Grinch.
We're at Rick's Hideaway Hotel.
Yeah, we haven't even said where we're at. We're in the second half of the show.
Well, we're still in Casablanca.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
They're still loving the rye tour. And Mrs. Potter Butterbutter churns rye speech. Which, speaking of, is she going to make a speech with this beard
she's still
on?
Out there pulling. She's like, she has scissors. She's like cutting it down real
oh,
short.
They're trying so hard to get that off.
Don't use something like gasoline. That is not safe.
Well, while they're trying that, why don't we do a little segment? Listeners, savvy listeners, might know it as LL Cool S, which stands for Listeners Love This Cool Segment. And it's called Host Match.
Host Match.
Kendall, are you ready to match your host?
Cliff, I'm gonna match so many. You know, I've just come off a big winning streak.
I don't even want to know what you're talking about. I
matched so many.
But have you ever been readier to match?
No, this is the readiest.
Do you think listeners have ever been readier to hear us match?
Listeners have never been more anxious for us to finish this.
Listeners are definitely thinking, Jesus, this is a torture. I would rather play the Grinch for Ron Howard. But I'm not going to let him. I'm not letting him that off that easy on Thanksgiving week. It's time for host match. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's match.
All right. Kendall, Sally said, I just made my ex-husband a pie for Thanksgiving, and boy will he be surprised when he slices that pie, because this pie is full of blank.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Turkey.
Octopus ink.
Octopus ink.
Oh, I really thought you would go there. Kendall, here we go.
Like a fine pasta.
Kendall, don't make me start saluting carbs in the middle of post-match.
Well, we got to tie it all together.
I have so many carbs left to salute. Don't make the listeners wish for more. Kendall, the warden, you know, that old prison warden, he says to the condemned man, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is that the electric chair is broken. And the bad news, well, tomorrow morning, we're going to stick your blank in a light socket.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Disco stick.
Oh, big fat winger. Sorry, big fat wiener.
A big fat winger.
Yeah, big fat wiener. Kendall, host of course. Match. Host match.
Well, of course. Right. What else are you going to stick in that?
What else? Indeed. Kendall, I don't know. Of course, if it was us, they could just stick a big blob of fat into their light socket. But that prisoner was probably very thin and fit. All right.
Like static for us.
Yeah. Kendall, did you hear that Garfield the cat, he got married?
Good for him.
Yeah, at the wedding, they didn't throw rice. They threw blank.
1, 2, 3. Lasagna.
Odie.
No. Oh.
I thought they would throw Odie. Because you know how he's always kicking him off the table.
Well, that probably makes sense, but because he's probably marrying lasagna.
Yeah, he would. If they threw lasagna, he'd be really mad because he'd want to eat it.
All right, well, if I would have worked it out in my head, I would have had the right answer.
Thank you for admitting it.
Next.
Next. Kendall, here we go. Count Dracula. Ooh. Sorry, I made myself cough doing that voice. Kendall, Dracula said, when I woke up, I got a big surprise. When I was asleep, somebody blanked my coffin.
1, 2, 3. Move!
Graffito tagged.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. You know how people are always tagging it? Like, this is my turf, bitch.
Hoodlums!
It's the state of the world, 2018, Kendall. It's not my fault. Kendall, but let's go back in time to who?
Let's go back.
But to those damn pilgrims. Because, you know, they were walking through the forest looking for something new to bitch about.
They found it.
And they decided to be offended by trees for being so blank.
1, 2, 3. Boring.
Oh, hard like a wiener.
Oh, God. I thought they liked it hard like a wiener.
Oh, Kendall. Turns out you really don't know pilgrims at all.
Oh, that was just their outside voice.
That was their outside, their inside.
Inside the house, don't want to know what was going on.
I don't.
They weren't Puritans.
Listeners are saying, you know, I don't really want to know what's going on with Cliff and Kendall. Kendall, Timmy. This is our last one for Thanksgiving week, everybody. Timmy said, I'll never go back to Australia. Because when I was there, an ostrich buried its head in my blank.
1, 2, 3. My butthole.
It's butthole. Oh,
host match.
Host match. Finally, four weird, two jolly fat fellows.
Told you I'm getting better at this.
Two jolly fat fellows, I would never intimate that you were getting better at it.
Ouch!
Kendall, well, we've gone back into another roast portion of the show. Oh, speaking of roasting things, oh my God. All right, there are just so many more
chestnuts.
Carbs I have to salute.
Oh, there are so many more cars we haven't talked about.
Bagels. Do you love a bagel?
Oh, I love a good New York bagel, Cliff.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'm 100% dyed-in-the-wool, purebred New Yorker. And so,
taxi!
A bagel with cream cheese.
You would. You lived in New York. You New Yorker.
I could eat nothing but all.
See, I'm from the West Coast. I like a good donut.
Well, I love a good donut too, Kendra. You think I can't have dessert after my bagel?
Smart, Cliff. Smart.
What's okay? Two questions in one. Favorite bagel, favorite donut.
Oh, that's a very personal and hard question, Cliff.
I'm going from preaching to meddling.
I know, and that hurts. Well, I think for me, and I know you're going to say, oh, you're so boring, blah, 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 blah. But my favorite donut, because it reminds me of like when I was a kid, is just a glazed donut from Krispy Kreme, because my mom would take me and we'd go get them. So there you go. You can't make fun of it. But it
boring.
All right. Call me boring. I'm boring. That's my favorite donut. But see, you're a New Yorker. I don't have a favorite bagel. I'm just like, oh, give me a bagel. What's your favorite bagel?
An everything bagel.
Oh, you mean what kind of bagel? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me see.
What do you think I meant? Like a shaped in another shape?
No. I thought you meant like from where? Like who has the best bagels? I'm like, I don't know who has bagels.
I don't know.
Panera? I don't know. I like anything with a lot of cheese on it. I like the Asiago cheese bagel or something like that.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with that? Don't you love cheese?
Listen. I've never been more.
What do you got against cows?
Oh, this beard is not coming off.
Oh, that's
I don't know what to do. We've tried icing it off, and we've tried putting it under a heat lamp, and it's still there.
It's terrible, dear. This is just awful, dear. Look, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, look, I've got the best idea. All you have to do is, because it's time, it's almost that time of year to dress up as Santa and go around to, like, nursing homes. No. You're halfway there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that doesn't make me feel better.
No, of course not. I'll not have my sweet sugar lump gallivanting around like old Saint Nick.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Well, maybe you should go ask them, you know, at the front desk, because I feel like concierges are trained to deal with almost anything. So,
dear, I should go ask him what eats through glue.
Oh, yes, we've got to go find him. Maybe he knows the answers here. I'm starting to forget what your beautiful face looks like underneath that beard.
Oh, goodness, we better hurry.
Oh, whoa. Oh, there they go.
Excuse me, dear.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, she's going to have a big problem if she doesn't get that off.
Well, Kendall, you pooped out on the donut and bagel of it all. So what about pasta? Do you love the carbs in a pasta?
Oh, who doesn't love pasta?
Now, let me go out on a limb because I know how fat we both are. Your favorite pasta is fettuccine Alfredo.
There is a place in Disneyland that is like one of my favorite, and it's such like a crappy little fast food place, but they have like this fettuccine thing, and I love it, and I dream about it all the time.
Is it Mickey shaped?
No, but it's in the pizza port from Toy Story.
Oh, but I love it, and I love ravioli.
Oh, yes, some of them.
And what are those? Oh, that's what are those little ones? Is it tortellini where it's like in a circle shape?
The little bow tie?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's like a ravioli because it's got stuff inside, but it's in a different shape.
Oh, yeah, tortellini. Tortellini.
A tortellini. I love it. Don't you just love that?
Oh, bring it on. I want a huge buffet table of all the pasta.
Oh, with unlimited breadsticks.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great restaurant? Just like build your own pasta. They just have them all sitting out and you just pick your sauce.
We just would love the idea of going to a restaurant and everything's just all sitting out. And we can just pile it on. Pile it on.
Oh, you know, I have dreams like that. Dreams.
Oh, wet ones. And also, I love cereal. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's another big
carb. So many carbs. What's your favorite carb-loaded cereal?
like Lucky Charms or yeah. Count Chocula.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Ooh. Now, I'm so damn fat. I never would have thought as a child that I would one day be capable of just sitting and eating. Oh,
I
never thought you would be capable of that. But I never thought I would be capable of, as a child, that I could sit as an adult and just eat a whole box of cereal.
Well, me neither. And I'd say, stupid kid, it's good.
I would say, stupid kid,
I love it.
Hold my beer. And Kendall would say, hold my O'Doul's.
I say, I can't have beer anyway because it's got so many carbs.
It is so many carbs. So you've just lucked out that you've dropped that.
But Cliff, I don't think we've addressed the elephant in the room.
Oh, my big fat ass.
No, we have addressed that several times. But I'm talking about pizza. Pizza dough. The number one carb of our lives.
Oh, my God. These
the
are
fabric
the
fabric of our lives.
The touch.
The feel.
The taste of carbs. Yes. I can't even. I've eaten so much pizza in my life. I can't even. Like, I am just ashamed.
It's not even fun anymore.
No, it's not. And I think of...
It's like I'm addicted. It's like you just have to push through it every day.
Yeah. It's like, I think of people in other countries and in our every country now that we've been to, just that are hungry and need food, and I'm just shoveling it in.
Uh-huh.
And it's just shameful. But I guess it's just the American way. And
it's
that's
the
how
American way, damn it, Cliff.
Oh, but yeah, I can't even get started.
Don't get me started.
Pizza. Now, Kendall, a little known, few people think of this as a carb, but it is, listeners. I'm talking chips. Do you love chips and all the carbs that they have?
I love them. Oh, I love them so much.
Now, which is your desert island chip? You know, I'm so healthy. I want one of those whole grain sun chips.
Oh, well, I will not be sitting with you on the island. I'll be over there eating mine. I like some baked Ruffles, the cheddar cheese one.
Well, listen, we all love cheddar and sour cream baked Ruffles with ridges, right?
Yes.
I love those too, but I'm just saying, if I'm on an island, there's nobody around to see how fat I am and full of carbs, and so I might as well be eating something that's not baked. And it's you don't like sun chips? Is it because there's so many multi grains?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I stop at 2 grains, Cliff. That's it. I can't have over 2 grains. It just messes me up.
Ooh.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, good. Good.
Because that burp made me, I just forgot totally what I was saying before.
Something about carbs. Did you love the yeast roll at, what was it, Quincy's?
Oh, I love a yeast roll. I love all rolls. Yeast rolls. I love
them
all.
Me too, but that one was special.
And biscuits.
Oh, biscuits.
Cookies and cakes and pies.
Oh my.
I just love all those carbs.
Cliff, we're going to have to turn the air conditioner on, or we're going to have to calm this conversation down.
We salute these beautiful, beautiful carbs that exist in this universe that we call home.
Is it time to do some shouting?
It's all over but the shouting. Kendall?
Ooh, shout.
Shout. Shout, shout it all out. These are the things we're shouting about. Come on. I'm shouting
on,
to you.
Come on.
Come on. Kendall, would you shout something out?
Let me shout it
out. For God's sake.
I'm going to give a shout out to the woman at the grocery store here in Casablanca. I was having a really tough day because I was running around like a madman trying to find all the carbs to eat in anticipation of the show.
It was something.
And she saw that I was in a big hurry. I was exhausted. And so she let me go in front of her because all I had was 5 boxes of honey buns and she had 2 cartfuls. So I'm shouting out to her. Shout it out.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful moment.
The more you know.
Kendall, civility, pass it on.
Pass it.
Pass it around to the left. Kendall.
Pass the plate.
Civility, that is. Yeah, pass the collection plates. Kendall, I want to shout out, of course, to one of the big, just trend-setting superstars of today. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. You know who Harry Styles is, Kendall, of One Direction fame.
I've heard of him once or twice.
You've heard of him once or twice. Well, you know, I had that inspirational poster of him back in Busheltown.
Oh, that's who that was, yeah.
Yeah, it helped me try to act more like I was 21. And but what I really want to shout out to him about is because, of course, like many of today's young pop stars, he's just tattooed all over. You know how that
goes. You know how it goes.
People with beautiful bodies are just covering them all up, and here we are.
They just want to show it all off.
They want to show, because I guess that's true, because we could tattoo, you know, War and Peace on our bodies, but who would
never see it? You'll never see it.
You never see it. Kendall, but he's got two tattoos. He's got one on his left wrist and one on his right, and one says, "Things I can," and one says, "Things I can't." And you know what? I just take a cue from him, because life is just so full of those crazy, crazy things that just happen, and there's no rhyme or reason. And you know, from the big and the little, the foibles of the day, and when people like us, Virgos and Scorpios, we just keep
getting Virgos and Scorpios
upset over the littlest thing. Kendall, he's wearing all Kendall wears all these Scorpio masks all the time.
And I love my math.
And of course, I'm just a treat to be around. But we both become just so nervous and sad about stuff. But I think to myself, I think, is this something that I can control, that I have any say over at all? Or is this something that I can't control? And so I look down at my big fat wrists, and I think of Harry Styles' very skinny wrists. Frankly, I don't know how he even has room to have all those words tattooed on his little thinny wrist.
It was a tiny tattoo brush.
But anyway, Kendall, I just remind myself of that all the time, and I want to shout out to him for putting out positive tattoo vibes and changing the world. And because, you know, do you agree with that philosophy?
Yes, I do. Well, and I think your left hand will get pretty tired holding all that stuff you can't control. But my hand that says I can would be eating pie, because I can grab a piece of pie with a hand.
Oh, there's no way my left hand would ever be as tired as my right.
Well, if you're putting it toward food, my right hand's going to be way more tired.
I'm putting it towards a lot of things here and there. Okay, during the day.
I got another shout out for you.
Shout it all out.
I want to shout out to the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts.
Would you please?
Because I don't know if you heard this, Cliff. I don't know if you heard this rumor going around. I know you've heard that, but I don't know if you've heard
this. Sorry, I didn't know you could hear that from your side of the booth.
Of course I could. The theater there at the Busheltown Potter Butter 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 Churn Center for the Arts. Whew. Sorry, I'm so fat I got out of breath. Let me try this all again. Cliff, I don't know.
You know, I've been watching Married with Children on Hulu, and one of the things Al Bundy said, they had a flashback of him as a child, and little Al Bundy, he was talking to this big fat librarian woman that looked like us. And she said, "Al, haven't you learned anything from this talk with me or whatever?" And he said, "Yeah, I learned that even the slightest movement can make a fat person sweat." And I thought, "Oh, this show's gone from hosting to roasting."
Well, it's true, true, Cliff. I'm sweating up a storm right now.
I say this as a sweaty man currently.
Well, you're in good company, Cliff.
Yeah, we've got good company, and at least there's that.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to shout out to the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts. Because I don't know if you've heard, but
I have not.
The theater there, they put on their Instagram that I designed the set for the musical they're doing, Little Shop of Horrors, back when we were in Busheltown. Because, you know, I did the set in high school, and they were like, "You have the experience, and you should do it." And, you know, just like when Al Bundy played football, Cliff, and it just comes right back to you. So it just came right back to me.
Now, why have they not
asked me if I could Skype in and do one of the performances. I could be pretty much any character.
Well,
in that.
They don't have the technology, Cliff. Or the bandwidth.
They don't have the technology. Every commercial I see during Married with Children on Hulu is for this little thing. It's for these screens that you're just supposed to put in your house and just keep them on FaceTime with people all the time. Have you seen this? These portals.
No, what?
It's a portal. And they,
I don't want a portal.
And they call it, and they're like, oh, just drop in on grandma, and it's like, oh, just be there when you're not there. And
leave grandma the hell alone.
Can you imagine if somebody just dropped in on me, just sitting in my underwear, raking crumbs off my bosom?
This is the future. This is going to be our generation. You know, every generation of old people like hate the kids for something, and all the kids are going to, all the stupid millennials are going to want like just open world with no privacy, and we're going to be like, leave us alone. We want to be left alone so we can watch our TV shows.
We'll just turn our portals to the wall.
But only when we're doing the show. This is our portal. We already have a fucking portal.
Right. But anyway, don't tell me that there's not the technology. I've seen it, and I could easily... Right. I know Seymour's the greatest, but I'm dating a semi-sadist.
And suddenly clear.
Yeah. See, I could be a dentist. I could do any part.
You could do all the parts.
Downtown. Weather.
Well, just get a big screen. And downtown, you just get you a lot of hats.
Where the goofers go. I'll
do the
down plan. On Skid Row.
Poor. All my life, I've always been poor. I keep asking Mr. Snodbottom what I'm for.
All your life you've always been fat.
I can't talk about that.
Kendall, oh my god. Well, I was gonna shout out to them, but not anymore. I'm retracting that shout out. Okay. If they refuse to even audition me for a Skype part. But Kendall, I want to shout out to Charles the Contractor.
Oh my god, yes, me
because
too.
He's doing something very charitable this week. I think it's just very charitable out of the kindness of his heart. You know, recently at the hotel, there was this big sorority cheerleader group that came because there's some sort of cheerleading finals in Casablanca this week, I don't know. And all these, you know, sorority college cheerleaders came. And so Charles the Contractor, he volunteered to dress up as Tom Turkey and let the cheerleaders sit on his lap and take pictures for Thanksgiving. And so I just think that's
what a
so nice.
Well. That almost makes me want to retract my thing. My shout out. But I was going to shout out to Charles because I asked him to clean out my side of the studio today. And when I came in here, it was clean.
That's because he piled it over here.
Well, but that has never happened. It almost leads me to believe that something happening so quickly like that either A, Charles has been replaced by a robot, or B, he invented a time machine and it's actually like 2 years late doing it and he just showed up to do it today. Isn't this weird? Don't you think something's going on?
I don't think it's weird because you just don't even look over here on my side. He used his foot and just like kicked all your shit over on my side.
Well, I didn't tell him where to put it. I just told him to get it out of here.
Well, guess what? I'm about to tell you where to put it.
Knocking shit over.
See, I'm giving you some of it back. Take it.
It's going everywhere.
Here's some more. Oh my god. Oh, look, here they come in. Oh, they look, that beard is still on.
Oh no.
My goodness, dear. I don't know how to get this thing off, dear.
We've tried everything. There's no hope. I'm losing hope, Sugarlum.
Oh, dear, I lost hope a long time ago. How am I ever supposed to give a rice bean? What will Funky think? She won't even know who I am. Oh, goodness, dear. I must apologize for making such a terrible prank.
Oh, how do we tell Funky and Opie that they now have two fathers? Oh no.
Oh, goodness, I dropped my earring, dear. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Oh, look, oh, it's over there. Just bend down and get it. Yeah.
Oh dear! You bumped into me, and I think I'm having a bowel attack. Oh my! Pardon. Oh, you bumped right into me, girl. Oh, it's still going.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I can't stop. Oh.
Get turn the other direction. Get turn in the other direction.
Oh, my Lord. Just, oh, but look, Mrs. Potter, butter, turn all that ball waste. It's making the beard come on.
Oh, my goodness, dear, look at that. It just came on off, dear. Oh, this is wonderful.
Amen. You know, the Lord, he works in such mysterious ways, girl.
Only from a soulmate, dear, would something like that happen, dear. You've got just the right balance.
Oh, now I'm having another bowel attack out of gratitude to the Lord.
Praise God. We've got to get out of here, dear, before this fills up the booth.
Excuse us, boys.
Do you have those wet wipes?
I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
I'm going to kick that over to you next, Kendall.
Sorry. Let's not talk about it.
This is putting me off of my carbs.
Yeah, we don't really need to talk any more carbs after that.
Oh, God.
It's a good thing I have this emergency honey bun, though. Do you want half of it?
No, how can you eat in the face of all this bowel waste? Oh, God.
Somebody's got to do it.
See, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, got to get to it. Somebody's got to do it, got to eat this honey bun. Kendall, I've got to go. I need to go wash some of this off my shoes.
I'm going to wash that bowel right out of my hair.
Off of my shoes.
All right, Cliff. Well, yeah, it's pretty sad that we've had to endure all this.
It's so sad. I just want to tell the listeners how thankful we are for them, of course.
Oh, we are so thankful. So thankful.
So thankful. Our hearts with a thankful heart. Uh-huh. You know, like that Muppet song.
I can't think of the beginning of it, but yes.
With a thankful heart.
This is wonderful.
Glass raised to toast your health. Yeah, so we raise a glass to toast
to
all of your healths.
To our health. May we lose 100 pounds.
To our health. To the continued health of the institution known as Cliff and Kendall Coast to
Wonderfully
Coast.
Said. God bless us, everyone.
Long may we reign. God bless us all. All right, Kendall. It's seeping into these holes in my shoes. I gotta go.
Okay. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Mac and cheese.